you, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy, how have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die.
Hello and welcome to today's Zombie Survival Evaluation. I'm your host, Cuddly Bear, and today I have user Hanonan with me. Welcome.
Hello.
Little bitch.
A little bitch.
We're going to go through various questions regarding preferences, scenarios, and eventually we will determine whether or not No Name is truly prepared for the zombie apocalypse.
Prepared to have sex with the zombie apocalypse.
I mean, that's one of the questions you'll get to at some point, so awesome. Just save that awesome. For later, bitch. All right. Okay, so first of all, got some order in my questions now.
Interesting.
Because last time it was just like all over the place. So first of all, obviously you're aware that there are different types of zombies. For example, some that have been raised by magic, like in Evil Dead. Mm-hmm. Some have been made by the T-Virus from Resident Evil. Okay. And, you know, which type of zombie do you think would exist in your universe?
I mean, could I just have like... a zombie, they ain't got no legs. Like, as soon as they turn, they got no legs. And so when they come chasing you, they're just like half a person coming on their little nubs and shit. Like, they're hip walking to you. No.
Am I fair to assume that's going to be the magic kind of zombie then? Like, as soon as you get hit by the affliction, your legs just...
Yeah, gone. They get sucked up into your... breasts and they become your feet become no I'm just kidding
and that's how you become a resilient zombie with extra protection from your legs.
You even get a chest shelf. All right. Yeah. Your feet. Let's see. Let's go the magic route because it's more fun.
Have you ever seen the Evil Dead movies?
A long time ago for the old ones, and I watched the new one that is nothing like that recently. So
there is a series that's actually pretty good.
Oh, a TV series?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Have to watch it. The only because I love all the zombie shows that I watch.
Me too, man.
Even the cheesy ones like Z Nation.
Yeah, that shit was pretty lame, but I fucking loved it anyway.
Yeah, same.
Well, okay, so obvious question. Do you feel prepared in any kind of way? Like, do you think you have a good chance of surviving the apocalypse?
I mean, at least for a while. I don't know about, like, sustaining life. Because the thing is I'm not a person that's, like, storing canned food, you know? But I have a fair amount of canned
like
food.
Like one of the people that builds a fucking bunker in the backyard.
Like the guy at work. You know, this guy at work, every time he goes to the grocery store, he's like, yeah, I spend like $10 on canned food every week. And, you know, I got a little shelter in the ground. It's no big deal with like 5 assault rifles. I'm like, cool. So I'm going to your house if that shit goes down. But yeah.
Wait, are you joking or not?
No, I'm not. That guy is real. That is a real person. Oh, okay. That is a real human being that I discuss shit like that with on a daily basis. And I don't and I don't mean discuss. I mean he's just talking crazy to me on a daily basis about it. He's like, zombies could be real, man. I'm like, yeah, sure, all right. But I think I am fairly good at problem solving and fairly good at thinking on my feet. That I could probably survive for a fair amount of time. You know what I mean? Like, I could probably learn to do a lot of things or figure it out or figure something out to get along for a while. But there's always going to be that point where if you do find somewhere safe or whatever, if you get out of whatever problem, you have to learn how to sustain life, like growing crops. And I don't know how to do any of that. But hopefully I would meet some people that do and we can put our skills together. You know what I mean? That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. Okay, so how would you move about? And can you navigate in any kind of way not using maps?
I think I would use... because the thing is, like, at least... at least over here, right, is everything's got signage, like all the roads and stuff.
Yeah.
And without a map, I know how to navigate that fairly well. And so I probably would just, since it's on slower, like it's not like you're driving down the freeway at fucking 90 miles an hour and you miss an exit. You're like, shit, was that my exit? No, you're walking, you know? So you got fucking 2 hours looking at the same sign going, yeah, I think I could end up there. But honestly, I think I would probably... not stay in San Francisco, because even though it's a semi-island of sorts, it's surrounded by water, it's too condensed with people. And so if this magic was happening and a bunch of people were just transforming, it, like any dense place like this or New York would be a terrible place to be. So I would probably...
most definitely.
Try and... man, I don't know, because you wouldn't be able to drive off this place. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I mean, there'd be massive
traffic. Jams, oh, yeah. There's, right? I mean, there's traffic jams on a daily basis. I couldn't even imagine if everyone was trying to get out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, if I wasn't lucky enough to not be here when it happened, then I'd probably end up just fortifying here and hoping for the best.
Until there's not a harbor in San Francisco?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a ferry comes by every so often. Like, I mean, I guess I could build a ship. You know, I live right by a park. I could probably manage some fucking tools to chop down at least enough to maybe fashion a raft of some sort. But the water up here is ice cold, man. It's like,
yeah,
you know, so it's almost, I don't know. I think it right off the bat, I'd probably try and get enough like canned food and stuff, you know, from the stores and all that before they went completely nuts. And then just try and buckle down for at least a couple of weeks and let it all kind of die down and then see where I'm at. Because the biggest thing that everybody does in an emergency is flee, like rats on a ship, you know?
Yeah. So obviously you'd try to get to the countryside in some kind of way.
Yeah. And I live 5 blocks from the beach, so I could just go fortify on the beach if I needed to, but I think there's always an escape plan for where I live. Like, Like, I'm not entrapped by land. I'm not in, like, Ohio. You know what I mean? So.
Sure. No, I could see that. Can you start a fire?
No, not without. I mean, I've seen enough in movies that I probably could figure it out with the spark of the rock. Like, I've watched enough of that Naked and Afraid bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly decent at figuring things out. It would take me a while, but I'm sure I could figure it out. Rubbing a bunch of shit together. I mean, we figured out how to do it in primitive life, and it probably took them forever. And so if you just spend time, I'm sure we can figure something out.
Do you know anything about fishing or hunting or gathering?
Fishing, yes. Yeah, I fished throughout my childhood with my dad, so I'm decent at fishing.
So you think you could supply yourself with fish?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
How about purifying water in any kind of way?
All I know is boiling it. So, you know what I mean? Like, if I figured out how to fucking start a fire, then I'd be set, you know? I mean, I did watch this weird thing, but again, it's all based around fire and, you know, and fucking, I guess there's that one thing with the charcoal that the Brita uses or whatever. I'm sure there's some weird fucking mix of charcoal and something that you could work to, but you know, what are you going to go to the get some fucking charcoal bricks from your barbecue and fucking filter your water? I don't think so. So I think boiling it would be the safest bet. Therefore, learning how to start a fire would be the most important thing.
True, true. I mean, charcoal is pretty easy to make, at least, you know, if we're talking from wood. I don't know if you can get charcoal in any other way.
Right. Again, you have to make a fire.
To I'm just thinking about, like, if I even understand the damn English language right now. Like, charcoal is made from wood, right? Like, that you can't get that from anywhere else. Otherwise, it's called coal.
No. So over here we call charcoal like the little bits that you can buy in a bag for barbecuing.
Yeah, isn't that from? Pretty sure that's made from wood in some kind of way.
I mean, maybe. It's probably hard pressed in a factory or something, but it might be coal based, and then they put some other shit in there to ignite it faster.
Because I know you make charcoal out of starting like a fire and then pretty much sealing it up.
Well, see, we call that coals. Hot coals would be that, yeah. So I think it's just backwards in the translation.
Well, at least to what I know. English.
The other thing about America language. Is somebody from the East Coast probably calls it the other way. That's just what I know. You know what I mean?
Who knows? We're probably going to die anyway.
Yeah, who cares?
Probably get eaten by a zombie. You know, you have any vices or addictions, like something you couldn't live without?
I would have a hard time. I've always had a hard time kicking sugar, but I think in a life or death situation, I'd be okay because I'd be more focused on water. Because all the situations in my life where the water became a necessity versus a privilege... Like yeah. Where you're either working out a lot or working out in the sun all day and there's not a lot of access to water and so I got to go to the store. Things that, like, water is the only thing I want. And so if I was in a situation where that was the case, where it was no longer a privilege and it was only a necessity, I think sugar would not be a problem. I wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I'd just be like, yo, eat whatever I can. But other than that, no. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't do heroin, you know?
Damn it, I thought you did heroin for sure. Okay, so which weapons will you bring with you? Will you make your own, or do you have any in your house?
So, I'm an electrician, so I have a ton of tools at the house.
Oh, shit.
And I do know how to use those. And so, I could probably fashion a bunch of shit. You know what I mean? I have fucking... You could turn almost anything into a weapon, right? Like... Fucking, true. I have wire coat hangers, right? Fucking sharpen, you know, cut them into little sharp things and fucking drill little holes in the fucking bat and put them in there and wrap them around like the dude from Walking Dead. Or, you know, make barbed wire out of that shit. Break a bunch of bottles, put a bunch of fucking handles on it. Boom, you got a knife. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything can be turned into a weapon. And that's the other thing about being in construction is we don't always have the right fucking tool. So you have to, like, improvise, you know, so
that doesn't sound good.
So, hey, I need a hammer. Well, I got my shoe. No, I'm just kidding. But,
fuck, you're not lying. You're so fucking not lying. You've probably done that sometime.
I got my boot. Let's hammer it in, you know.
Fucking, I could so see you do that. Like, fucking... don't have a hammer. I mean, I got my head.
Yeah, or you grab another piece of whatever or something. You know, like, weapons, it's everybody always thinks of the shit that's already made, but you can turn just about anything in your home into a weapon with basic ass shit. True. Like, I'm looking at my closet right now. I got a wooden thing that's holding up all my
we'll
hangers.
We'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that, bitch.
Sorry, my bad.
Motherfucker jumping a gun.
My bad.
Shit.
Fuck guns. Go ahead.
So you don't want guns in your zombie apocalypse?
No, I think you're going to run out of ammo because we're not going to have
people
making
ammo. Yeah,
but
what about keeping guns for shooting the other people?
Yeah, I guess. If I was with someone that had a gun, I probably wouldn't feel comfortable. But see, I don't use guns on a regular... Like, I don't... Last time I shot a gun, I was a kid. And so, therefore, I think it would be almost even more dangerous than... You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so as suits this, and it's the thing from Zombieland. So, do you have any like zombie survival rules, like places you should stay away from, or things that are necessary for you to do?
as far as stay away from, I would say, I mean, exactly what I said earlier is heavily populated, like places that were heavily populated before this apocalypse. So, like, if you live in a rural place, don't drive to a non-rural place. Like, hang out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're gonna have a way better chance. But if you live in a big place, then obviously it's gonna be chaos. So it's more like hold out. Sad as it is to say, like. Let all the dumbasses die, you know what I mean? Because they're going to get fucked up sitting in traffic or whatever. And then climb over their corpses to victory, you know? And then...
casual.
Yeah, and then I don't know. As far as other rules, I think it would be try not to get attached to people. You know what I mean? Like, you'd have to really just look at each other like usefulness, like almost like coworkers, like to where they're. It's not about like, because if they all of a sudden are no longer useful, you need to be able to walk away and be like, look, man, like, I'm sorry, but life, my life is number one, you know? But if you were with family or whatever, obviously that's different. But I'm thinking like if you ended up alone, like say, because the majority of times, right, if you think about it, everybody's like, oh, well, I'd go this and that. But the majority of the times we're alone. And so if it just happened randomly, there's a huge chance of us all just being alone. For a while.
True.
You know what I mean?
True. Yeah. I mean, you'd have to drive a while to get to people you know anyway. Yeah,
exactly.
And, you know, gas doesn't last very long either.
Right. So you got to survive.
Do you have any idea how long it lasts?
I don't know. You said something in the last episode.
Yeah. Just a couple of months.
Yeah.
So, shit out of luck. Okay, so would you be friendly towards people? Or would you be abandoned and shoot whoever you saw on the way?
Like... Well, if we're already living in a world of magic, I'd shoot them all. No, I'm just kidding. I would be weary. I mean, you're going to be stronger in groups, but you're also, you can also be weaker because people are going to try and take your shit or use you for what they need and then take your shit and kill you or whatever. And then... So I would have a hard time sleeping in any fashion that was accessible by these people.
Okay.
You mean like in the same tent? I don't know about that. Like,
yeah, no.
You know.
No, it's because, you know, I don't know if you've ever played DayZ, but there's always a fucking thrill out of like someone trying to cheat you into like believing that they're unarmed.
Right.
And then they pull a gun on you and like you manage to pull yours out first and then just yeah. Bitch trying to shoot me.
Fuck you, bitch.
Trying to be nice to you, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Cuz in that situation when people are pushed against the wall, like they react way different than they would in a normal situation.
Yeah. For sure.
So you don't really know who is going to be nice.
Who's going to be naughty and nice? Who's on Santa's list?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to get a lump of coal in the butt?
You're going to get a lump of charcoal. Oh, thank you, Santa. That's so helpful.
Now bend over so I can put it in there.
Okay, so if you were in a party, what role would you have? Like, would you be that guy who kills zombies, or would you be the leader or the handyman or... priest?
So definitely wouldn't be the priest.
Damn it.
But so in every social circle I've ever been a part of, so every small group, like, or little tiny social circle, I've always been, you know, very like the second guy by choice, because if you're in leading, then everyone is so needy, everyone needs everything
from
you. And they're so like, and you don't know if anyone actually has your back.
No.
And so if you are backing up the leader and they're fucking my personality is very good for this situation in the sense that whatever they are trying to push, a lot of people are always going to complain to someone in the back. That's always been me, and therefore you dissuade them from feeling that way. But if you're the leader, you don't know if someone else is like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless they show a face. So the majority of the time I end up, so I would say based on that, I would probably end up like that. Like, as far as services provided, I would probably be a handyman of sorts, like, because of what I do, you know what I mean? Like, I would probably be very good at that, like trying to make things work for our abilities, trying to improvise and turn things that might not look like beneficial tools or materials into something that we could use. And then maybe also backing up, you know, and really just being that backbone, the support system of people, so that they don't lose
their mind.
What
kind of circles again?
Social circles. Yeah, in the social circles.
had to do that. What's your tolerance like for blood, gore, and violence?
All good. Like, I tore.
Doesn't squig you out?
I tore the tip of my finger off when I was 24.
And then I glued it back together with my tears.
And I remember, like, looking at it, and I was like, now, granted, I was in shock, so it was a little different, but still, like, I was like, oh.
Sure.
And I, because you have this moment of disbelief when you lose a piece of yourself like that. Like, it doesn't matter how,
yeah.
I can't even imagine someone, like, losing their hand or whole arm, because just that tiny, it's just from the, it was from the first knuckle up. So one knuckle of my finger, and my brain was just like, what? This is not real. Like, I'm watching a movie or something, you know? But I remember the blood was all squirting everywhere, and I was like, oh. So I went and grabbed a towel, wrapped it up, called my boss, was like, hey, man, sorry to call you so early, but I kind of ripped my finger open. He was like, what? So I was totally calm through that. Plus, the same thing when I got in my car accident, like, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, blood, yeah, I fucking hit my head on the steering wheel, blood, it's all good. I've never been squeamish of any of that.
I can't finger nobody no more.
Oh, God.
So... judging from that, would you say that you handle difficult situations well?
Yes.
Like when you're faced with difficult tasks or stress?
Yes.
Good.
I'm paid to do all right.
Alright, so time for the more GWA involving croissants.
What did you say, croissants?
Croissants.
Is this croissants. Like a ham and cheese croissant?
Yeah, croissants. So... build your GWA survival or zombie survival team. Like, who would you bring, and what roles?
And
would you
so put in this, in this, I could literally just teleport people because it's magic. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, literally anyone you want on your team from GWA, you can magically get there.
Okay, obviously Wireless first, right?
As for, what?
Doctor.
Or Bay slash Doctor.
Yeah, Bay slash Doctor, because I think she would. You know, the biology background and shit like that and all that, I think it would be. And then, of course, Bay, right? And then you, more than likely, because for humor, plus I have a feeling that you probably have a bunker somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. Not kidding. No, but like, I feel like you would be pretty well equipped.
Brutal murderer.
Yeah, as a hunter of sorts. Like, I think... I just get that feel. I've always got that feeling about you, and I feel like you would be very good at problem solving, very calm under pressure, but at the same time, just vicious enough to handle the more harder decisions, like if people are fucking up, you know what I mean? how many people do I get?
You get how many ever you want.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think of who else would even be a benefit, because I don't know that much about everyone else, so it's kind of hard, like... You know,
I mean, you can limit it to just us two. Like, it's completely up to who you want to bring.
I'm trying to think if I can think of anyone else that, like, is super into something, but not really. I think the majority of the other people that I know, I probably just don't know them well enough, but off just the top of my head, I can't think of anyone else that would be, like, super awesome based on what they either do for a living or their choices in life or how they were raised. You know what I mean?
I help wipe people's butts for a living.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like, if you can do a job like that, you can handle anything. You know what I mean? So
yeah, let's smear guts all over each other. Have zombie sex.
But then in dire situations like that, sometimes people who weren't given the opportunity to make that, like, that they have yet to be in those situations, they usually prevail pretty greatly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of who I would even get along with either two, like, and would get along with all of us. Now, let's just do those two. Yeah. So I guess we'll just stick with two for now. Cause I honestly can't off the top of my head think of, I'm sure there's plenty of people, but I don't know them well enough.
You're all totally welcome to hate him for not bringing you along, fucking asshole.
Yeah.
But douche. Okay. Make a GWA battle cry that you shout every time you enter battle. Like, maybe a favorite line from a GWA audio or something. Why are you laughing, bro?
Because I just got to think of what I would say, though. But
I know that's very deep and introspective.
Yeah.
Let's smash that ass! What the fuck is that from? That's so fucking stupid. What the fuck?
Or it'd be like,
it's Mighty Morphin Power. It's Mighty Morphin time.
Just kidding.
Are those from audios you've done?
No. They were supposed to be from an audio?
No, they don't have to be. Okay. Like,
you know, I don't know. Everybody knows.
I like that too.
To audios.
That's pretty good.
It's Morphin time, guys.
I should totally change that. I'm going to change or do whatever. All right. So here are some of the tougher questions. Who from DWA is the most likely person to get eaten?
I don't know what her name is these days, but Shy Kitten.
Why?
Come on, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Okay, so who would play it super safe, maybe like build a bunker in their backyard? Be all weird about it.
DG, disposable guy. For sure.
You think he has a bunker in his backyard for
maybe not,
you know,
a bunker, but
stuff?
I remember the snaps from like a year ago where he was building his whole huge giant shit. Like, I'm pretty sure he's gonna be like fortifying his shit. You know what I mean? What else do they have?
I have a nuclear bunker in the basement.
Yeah.
I mean, what do Europeans do anyway? Yeah, like we just sit around and protect ourselves from the zombies.
Exactly. What else do you do with your life?
Okay, so aside from yourself and me for that matter, because we both know that we would be totally awesome.
Right.
Who on DWA do you think is the most likely to survive?
Probably I could see Wicked doing all right. She's pretty savvy, very quick witted. She could probably, maybe not on her own, because I don't know what kind of skills she has on her own, but I have a feeling that she would do well in a group.
I have a feeling she'd be one of those crazy people that you should stay away from. Or she, like, runs around with a knife and anyone that, like, she walks past.
Look, just because she would make a cat of nine tails out of all of her toys to beat the shit out of fucking zombies, you know?
Keto 30 tails.
She's like, have you ever heard of the wand? Wham!
Just took a lot of duct tape and like taped all of her toys into one big long dong.
Just big old dong. Yeah. Just glue that shit together.
Wheeling that shit like a crazy person. I could see that work. Like, Wicked.
Yeah. I could see her. For some reason, I think that she would be all right. Again, I'm not 100% on the being alone part to survive, but I think she would find a group or a few people and be all right.
That would tolerate her dictatorship.
Yeah, totes. That she could run, you know, she'd find two little wimpy boys and make them do all of her grunt work, you know what I mean?
Okay, so a zombie is knocking at the door right now, and the door will definitely give. Mm-hmm. So what's in your immediate vicinity that you could use as a weapon?
Oh, my God. I have so much. Like, for real.
Best one, then.
So let me make sure it's over here. Yeah. So I have... Okay, I guess I'll just describe... I guess it's just a piece of pipe. Rigid pipe. It's like inch and a half thick. Or inch and a half... round, but it's hollow, but it's rigid. Yeah. Pipe. It's a handle to a conduit bender, because my roommates from almost 2 years ago were violent people, and so I took it home with me one night so that if I ever had to go out and they got all crazy, I could fucking bash their brain in. So or break their knees or something, you know what I mean?
Like, good reasoning.
And so I think on that level, like, zombies would be all right, you know what I mean? I think I could do it. You know, if I had to be, if I had to think really quick, that'd probably be my best option because it's solid, it's metal, it's heavy enough, it'd break fucking people. Because the way the zombies are portrayed in the movies, like they're, everything's mush, you know what I mean? And so it could probably break apart somebody's fucking brain cavity in a normal capacity, let alone mushy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I could see that. Crazy person hiding weapons in your house. Okay. So here is the toughest question of them all.
Okay.
You're horny. There are no other people in the immediate area, and masturbation just would not do the trick. Would you A, try to catch a zombie to have sex with it, or B, just wallow in your frustration? Is it technically necrophilia, or have you ever watched zombie porn?
It's a lot of questions.
It is.
So
difficult ones.
I went a really long time just masturbating and not having physical contact with another person. So I think I'd be all right.
Yeah, but that's not an option.
Oh, you said that's not an option. I guess I didn't hear that quite. I forgot about that part after the other seven questions. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Okay, so if that wasn't an option,
you either have to abstain from ever touching your wiener.
So I couldn't even like fuck my bed.
Zombie. No.
Couldn't like rub up on a wall.
Literally only the two options.
So literally only a zombie or nothing.
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, I'd obviously do a zombie at some stage. I don't know when. You know what I mean? Like I have a pack of condoms, so I'd probably be all right for a while until I had to steal some more. You know?
Strap your little boy in.
Yeah, you know? And I mean, it's a zombie, so it doesn't really, you know, I can just saran wrap or like fucking Ziploc bag my shit or something.
I mean, you're not going to need lube. Yeah. You know, that's for sure.
Because it's just going to be mush, you know?
Like,
right. And I mean, in that case, you could really just fuck any part of their body, right? Because it'd be all the same, you know? Be like, oh, let me fucking push this into your fucking thigh real quick because that's all mushy like an apple too, you know?
Yeah. Is it technically necrophilia or not?
I mean, obviously, because they are dead, you know?
But they're raised with magic.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. The body is still dead. You know, necrophilia.
Okay. Have you ever watched zombie porn?
No. I don't get turned on by
you zombies. Haven't seen Porn of the Dead?
No.
You should. Okay. So just because I know that your bestie mate on GWA is your bae.
Yeah.
She just got bit in her hand. Would what do?
Cop, cut it off.
Okay. No doubt.
Yeah, no, not even a hesitate to, okay, her be a zombie or be alive. Yeah, cutting that fucking hand off. I'll build you another one.
Would you or would you not then replace that hand for a chainsaw?
This is one where I definitely agree with Suits because the whole conversation about the gas not lasting that long, I would definitely not. I would attach something, like I would probably fashion a wooden spike or
smart.
A fucking something that was light enough that she could wield it easily. So it probably wouldn't be that long. It'd probably be just like a short little, it'd probably just be like a fucking, the tip of a spear. Like, you know, like I said, my closet thing, shave it down to a fucking point and just maybe a little longer than a hand and just bam. And then that way, whenever she's fighting, she could have one thing in one hand and just stabbing motherfuckers with her other hand, you know? You know?
Oh, yeah, bro. Totally.
And then okay, she's fixing people. She can just stab it with the, you know. I need to surgically remove, but all I have is a spearhead. You're not gonna make it. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Infections. And you might also be turning into a zombie because I didn't clean it. Sorry. Okay. Do you think that zombies could possibly exist for any reason?
Look, man, I'm at a place where I think pretty much anything could happen because, you know, years ago people said it was impossible to do a lot of the things we're doing.
Sure.
And so I think just because it's outside of, not necessarily outside of our mind, because we imagined it, right? But
yeah,
like microwaves were imagined, cell phones were imagined, vehicles were imagined, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, I mean, the Zika virus is pretty real, and that affects our entire fucking, like, the people that are born with that shit. Like, it affects the entire whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know if it would be how we see it in media, like a dead person coming back to life, but I could see it as something very similar, where maybe it's a virus that is highly contagious like that, causes decay of the flesh. You know what I mean? Like, maybe turns them into drones where they walk around. Kind of like the bath salts guy who ate the face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like 28 days later.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think that's like rabies or something.
Yeah, something weird like that. Because, you know, shit happens.
And
shit,
you know, mutates, they,
you know,
they die after, I can't remember, those 28 days because they don't get water or some shit,
right,
or eat or whatever. So, okay, let's talk about zombies, shall we? Well, mainly the franchise and all that stuff. Like, so what's your take on The Walking Dead? Do you like it?
I love The Walking Dead. Not necessarily for the zombies. I just, I really liked season one and two as far as everything, because there's a lot of zombie killing. There's,
yeah,
a lot of action. The story was pretty good, solid. And then, it just got weird. So, especially season one,
I think,
was really good, actually. I think is all I'm thinking
about. Yeah, favorite part being fucking Rick being all like, Carol!
Yeah.
Or Carl.
Carl. But,
yeah. Carl!
Carl!
I think...
But now it's like one of those...
You definitely have something. The earlier seasons were good.
Yeah. And now it's just kind of, I just watch it because it's something that I've been watching forever.
Yeah, you can't not.
Yeah, like I want to know how it ends, and I don't want to miss out. And there are some good, like last season had some really good episodes, some really good zombie killing and shit like that. But, you know.
Did you see the season ending of this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the one with the spoilers alert, the one where they ended up in that metal container train thing.
Cannibals.
And then he's like, it ends with him saying, we're going to get them or something, and they're locked in a fucking metal cage.
Lame.
Like,
lame. Lame.
Man, any normal people like that would have been dead long
ago. Oh, yeah.
So which, I'm assuming you've seen a lot of it, so which zombie franchise do you think was the best? Even though you might really remember.
Well, I really like... So I like them all for different reasons, but none of them are logistical. Like, they did the best version of zombies here, because I think it's all because it's imaginative.
Yeah.
Like it could be anything you want. And so I think the most entertaining, just because I love zombie stuff because of the action, would have to be the Resident Evil stuff.
Yes. Suck my dicks. Love you.
And,
fucking love it.
Never played the games. You know, I wasn't into games back when they came out, and they're too old for me to give a damn about.
Yeah.
And so, but the franchise is really good, and I really like Mila Jovovich or whatever the fuck her name is.
Mila
Jovovich.
I don't know. My friend of mine when I was a kid had Resident Evil on PlayStation 1, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was scary as fuck. Like a big fucking monster and like those stupid dogs and shit.
Oh,
fuck
yeah,
my
yeah.
life. Yeah. So, which movie would you, or which universe would you take after in order to survive?
I mean, you can't do Resident Evil, right? I'm not a superhuman.
No, don't want to do that shit.
No.
That was actually a pretty good spinoff on the last movie they made.
Yeah, I liked it.
Like, they pulled that shit back.
Yeah, and the rest of them are, I don't know, I think realistically I'd be very similar to The Walking Dead or Shaun of the Dead. You know what I mean?
You and me would totally be those two guys from Shaun of the Dead, and I'd get eaten, and you'd play PlayStation with me in the shack when I was a zombie. I could totally see that.
That's right.
You and Wireless would keep me as your pet.
That's it. Oh, okay, Bear. Okay.
Audios. I demand tribute. Bring me a GWA slot.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Cornettos. So, are people too stupid in zombie movies or, you know, scary movies in general?
Yes, I mean, it's an obvious answer. Like, the majority of people are. I think there's been a handful.
But why? Like, why do they do that trope?
I think it's because the writers need a way for things to happen. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times they write very similar to the way I think a lot of people would react, because people are dumb. You know,
yeah,
like people, there are a lot of dumb people. I mean, Trump is going to be a presidential candidate for real here. And so that lets me know that there are a lot of dumb motherfucking people here. And so, I mean, if you're a supporter, I'm sorry, but not really. You're dumb. And so I think that some of it may have happened, but there's just a lot of shit that you're like, there's no way. Now, granted, I understand that a lot of them, they say like, okay, well, you have to put yourself in the world that this world, like, they're writing in a world where they don't know about zombies. Like, there's never been a movie made, things like that. Or like a scary, like Scream. I think I read an article about the writer saying, well, in this universe, there are no horror movies, you know, I mean, or whatever. But then all of a sudden, like Scream 3 or whatever, what's his name, is like in the van talking about all the things that, you know, Scream people do wrong. Or you're like, what?
Yeah, yeah,
or scary movie people are wrong or whatever. You're like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. And so there's very few, I can't remember obviously off the top of my head, but there have been a few movies where you're like, okay, people react semi close to what I think would actually happen.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't as dramatic. And I think that's what they go for, is they do it for the drama, to try and give you a reason to try and tear up, or, oh God, not that character that I've been watching for 8 seasons. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's why I like Game of Thrones better. Oh, you like him after 4 episodes? Cool, bye.
Later, bitch. Yeah, that's like every fucking season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Do you watch that?
I do. I love it.
Fucking motherfuckers. All right. Let's see. Okay, so we're going to do some scenarios here.
Scenarios, like them Oreos.
You come up to a group of people. You've approached them, apparently.
Okay.
One guy is acting very aggressive and wants a bigger share, leaving hardly anything for family of 5. The family wants to do a 50-50 split with the dude, you know, being fair, and plead for your help. So what do you do?
Yeah, that's hard.
It is.
Because, like, if I'm being honest, I'd probably let it be. That ain't my problem. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah.
It's, I mean, if you're a family of 5 and you can't hold off one guy, maybe you shouldn't be out here. You know what I mean? But
I mean, this is totally your opinion, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, so however you want to play it out, that's totally
fine. Yeah, because I would love to, like the kind part of myself is like, oh, no, I would totally help him out. Because in most cases, I would, like, if I, you know, I mean, but think about it. If you're at a grocery store, or sorry, because it is my opinion. If I thought about it like this, where I'm in a grocery store and there is a couple fighting and they have a family, and say he's trying to leave with a, I'm not going to get into the middle of that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think in the zombie world, I would be even more or even less give a damn.
Hesitant.
Yeah. And more hesitant. Sure. You know what I mean? To even, because it's no longer, oh, I'm afraid that this guy is going to hurt me or do something to where the police aren't going to get here. It's that guy will kill me or try to kill me over some people that I don't fucking care about. You know what I mean? While, yeah, you should stick together, but you don't know the whole story. What if they stole that shit from this dude and he's trying to get it back?
Absolutely.
So,
like, you.
No, have no, I would idea. Not get involved.
Okay. So you're sitting somewhere in a tree being all no name shit and doing no name things. Some idiot crawled into a car. It's being swarmed by about 20 zombies. There are three scenarios here. Mm-hmm. One, the person is scared and crying. Would you go and help?
20 zombies? Probably not.
What if the person was really, really beautiful?
No, that has nothing to do. No.
I just like, you know.
Yeah, no, I got you.
All right, and what if it was Wireless?
Obviously, yes.
What if she was really, really, wait, she is really,
yeah, exactly.
Never mind.
No, I would, yeah, because then it's personal. It's no longer a stranger. It's something, yeah, I care about. And so
no, no.
Definitely would.
What if it was me?
I think so.
You'd probably leave me. You hate me.
I'd hit one and be like, okay, got it. So you got it. I cheer you on.
I'll take on, this you one. You take the other 19 while you're in the car. All right, so.
Yeah.
Your friend urgently needs medical attention, but you're completely out of luck. There are no doctors around. You are slashed across your stomach with some kind of weapon. It's red, swollen. You assume it's infected. Like, not necessarily from zombie, but, you know, mm-hmm, general infection. So you go to a pharmacy and you find some, you know, whatever shit, but there are no descriptions on the labels, only names.
Oof.
Okay, so you have you have sterile gauze dressing and adhesive bandages. That's whatever, but bacitracin, levofloxacin, acetaminophen, fluoxetine, and clotrimazole, or clotrimazole, whatever.
Did you say acetaminophen?
Yeah.
Okay. I would take that.
Or, no, I said acetaminophen.
Okay. Same thing, though, right?
Possibly. Like, well,
I would take that. If it's acetaminophen, I would take that. Obviously, it's not to clean the wound. It would be for his pain. Because it's the same thing in Tylenol. The rest of them, I have no idea what you even said. So
bacitracin, levofloxacin, fluoxetine, and clotrimazole.
None of those sound familiar, but then again, I'm not really used to doing sterile type things. So I would probably not do any of that and probably try and find a bottle of, like, alcohol or hydrogen peroxide or something like that.
Because if it's not there, you have to use one of those.
I wouldn't chance it unless I knew, which if Wireless was a movie, she would know.
Yeah, probably.
She would probably know. So, but if she wasn't, then, like, if she was in the car waiting or something, I don't know. But
I can tell you that the one you picked is definitely a pain relief, right, and reduces fever.
Right.
But among the others, there is stuff to help with obsessive compulsive disorder, yeast infections, something to help with skin infections, and something to help with antibiotic needs. So, some of it would help, some of it would do absolutely nothing, right, and probably turn people crazy.
Right. So that's what I mean. Because I would never chance it, but I would at least know the acetaminophen. No. And I would probably try to find, you know, I mean, if
I swear it's spelled like this, like, I'm going to fucking type it to you.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's not right. What?
Acetaminophen.
Yeah, that's not how it's spelled.
It totally is paracetamol, also known as acetaminophen.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not how it's spelled, the way I know it off of Tylenol bottles, but it's the same thing, so.
Goddamn fucking Americans. All right, well, that was actually all I have for you right now. I mean, you seem to have a pretty good chance of surviving if you do have friends with you, you know, but on your own.
That'd be fucked. Yeah. I know that. You know what I mean?
You need Wicked's big dildo wielding sword stuff.
And then Wireless's fucking pick hand, you know, or whatever, the fucking spear hand, you know. That big beautiful brain.
Yeah. I thank you for being on my podcast, bitch.
So yeah, you know what I do. Yeah. Or what was it?
Wait, that sounds like caveman sex.
Oh yeah. How'd you? I don't even remember. You were just on. How'd you do the zombie orgasm? I don't even remember.
Fuck, I don't even remember. Whatever. Improv, bro.
Yeah.
All right, peace out, bitch.